This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Many of you listening will remember that the 70s was a bit of a time of upheaval, and there was lots going on with around the world, and especially in the States, thousands marching in anti-war protests, young people experimenting with drugs, alternative lifestyles. For some people, it was a bit of a disappointing dead end, but for others, thousands of others who were searching for something else, something meaningful, it actually led them to a profound encounter with God. Time magazine called it the Jesus Revolution. Now, this particular story is now being told in a movie. It started showing across Ireland. It's called The Jesus Revolution. And here at Spirit Radio, had a chance to speak with the film's producer, John Irwin. And he started off just talking to us a little bit about the 1970s.
Yeah, I remember when I first bought this magazine, the cover of Time magazine, 1971, was this image of Jesus, and it said the Jesus Revolution. And it was this sweeping spiritual awakening that began in America and then spread around the world. And the more I learned about it, the more it just felt so similar to the times in which we live. And there was a generation that was just dissatisfied with sort of the materialistic quest of their parents. And out of that came this free love, drugs, rock and roll, counterculture revolution. But for many of them, you know, that became an empty quest and something that did not provide the meaning and connection and, you know, transcendence that they had hoped. And it really left them in a place of despair. And because really underneath it all, it was a quest for God. And we talk about that a lot in the film. And so out of that rock bottom, you know, the Jesus movement began. And it began in California, and it swept across America and eventually many parts of the world. And, you know, I just think that we're in that same place again. I think, you know, what do they say when your pain outweighs your fear, change can begin. And I think that we're in another moment in time where people are asking just what are the real answers of life, and what's the meaning and purpose of this existence. And so I think the story plays out in a very relevant way, and in a way that people, it doesn't feel like a period film. You know, once you're 30 minutes into it, it feels like, man, these are a lot of the same issues we're dealing with today.
And the next question that we talked to John about, he's the producer of Jesus Revolution, was just making the movie and the challenge of making the movie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a challenge to make a movie at all. And we love telling true stories. And so, you know, you want to get them right. But I'll say this, even in dramatizing the material, I've never felt such sort of spiritual power on the set of anything. And I remember when we were filming the baptisms, you know, there's this iconic location, Pirate's Cove. And I remember Jonathan Rumi, who plays Lonnie Frisbee in this movie, who plays Jesus in the show, The Chosen. He came up out of the water and he just said, man, this is, there were about 500 extras there. And he said, this is not acting, man. These people really want to be baptized. I'm doing it just the way I was taught, the way Greg Laurie taught me, but this is real, you know, and we all felt it. And so there was the power even just in dramatizing this stuff. And it's so cool to see it play out in real life. Just last week, you know, that beach, Pirates Cove, is iconic. That's where a lot of these mass baptisms took place in the 70s. That's where a lot of the photography in Time Magazine and Life Magazine were taken. And just last week, over 5,000 people were baptized at that very beach in celebration of the anniversary of the Jesus Movement. And so it's just cool to see, you know, life imitate art and vice versa. But yeah, it was a joy, unbelievable experience. It was the most fun I've had making a movie in a very long time.
Wow, it's just incredible to hear of the experience throughout that movie. The Jesus Revolution is what we're talking about. Now, one of the actors in this movie you'll know very well, Kelsey Grammer, probably best known for his role in Frasier. And we talked a little bit to the producer of Jesus Revolution about his role in the movie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it changed all of us. But Kelsey Grammer specifically really wanted to do something meaningful. And the script came in the next day after he had this sort of moment where he's like, man, I want to do something meaningful. And so he committed to the project, and it really did have a profound impact on him. And he talked about it in many interviews and has talked about it since. And I was right there alongside it, you know, watching that happen, but it really reconnected him to his faith in a really profound way. And he's a wonderful person, incredible actor. I mean, when you can be an iconic character like Frasier and you can play Macbeth, you know, that's real range.
Yeah, certainly is when you think of Kelsey Grammer and his talent. And he is one of the stars of the Jesus Revolution movie, which is what we're talking about. One of the other questions we asked John, the producer of this film, was just about the reality of the story, because it was released in the US earlier this year. And we just talked a little bit about the kind of reception that the movie has had so far.
Well, I just really wanted to make a story that explored ordinary people doing extraordinary things together. And the idea that none of these characters were perfect in any way. And there was a cost to things that, you know, there's the other side of, you know, a movement or a fame or, and I wanted to explore that. And first of all, that's the truth of the story. But secondly, I think so many of us feel, you know, I struggle with this. You know, you feel either, you feel unqualified, you feel disqualified, you feel like I'm not as good as those people on stage at church, or I'm not as talented, or I struggle with this or that, whatever it is. And what I really feel is that so many of us sit on the sidelines of what could otherwise be our influence because of this opinion we have about ourselves. And I would say that in studying this story, in studying the Bible, which is just full of a bunch of dysfunctional characters, the only link that I can really find are these are stories of people that said yes to, despite themselves and despite their flaws, to what God wanted them to do. And one of the things I really wanted to highlight in this story was just the imperfections and of the characters. And yet, you know, I love, there's a line where Kelsey says to his wife towards the end, you know, you ever feel like God chose the wrong person? And his wife says, you know, don't be so arrogant to think that God can't use your failures, you know? And I just think that that's life. And those are the people that God chooses. And so I wanted to make sure that we explored the humanity of the story. And yet God used these people and God used this team to spark a nationwide awakening. And that gives me great hope that he can use me and others as well.
And the final conversation that we had with John, the producer of Jesus Revolution, was just talking about the reception and the box office and how it's all been going.
You know, it's amazing. It wildly exceeded any expectations in America. It really, it blew the industry away and did over 50 million in box office. And yet again, the faith audience has shocked the industry. And what we found is that it triggers this word, this amazing word called FOMO, which is the fear of missing out. And when the core audience launches it, millions of people come to it just out of curiosity that would never have otherwise seen it. And that's where the change really happens. And it was the fourth of our films that has received an A+ cinema score, which is it's the highest grade a movie can get. It's very, very rare. I wanted to do something positive and hopeful. And so I knew it would divide some critics, but I was actually shocked to see the amount of critics that actually embraced the film. And it was really, really cool to see. And so I'm just blown away by most of all, by how much the audience loves the film. I mean, what did Disney say? I don't make films for the critics. I'll take my chances with the public. But it's also nice when the critics like it too. So I'm yeah, grateful for both.
Incredible to hear about the reception that the Jesus Revolution, that film, is having. And it was released in Ireland last Friday. So it just, it sounds like a fantastic film. Not only does it have a great cast telling an incredible story about the Jesus Revolution, it's also superbly made. But the other thing is, you know, guys, if we want to see more uplifting, positive movies, Christian movies being made, we kind of have to put bums on seats, and then cinemas will know, okay, people want to see this stuff. And that's the only way that more and more of these films will be made. So I definitely encourage you and your family to go and see Jesus Revolution.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.